Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's a JUCO player. He ain't a Power 5 player.
Oh, there it is.
He's not.
There it is. Go ahead and mark it. That's the sound that's going to live in infamy.
Sidney Curry.
If LLS becomes something,
he's
there
not
it
going
is.
To.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm done making fun of Mark.
Why?
Because he's certifiably crazy.
And James Strebel.
Come up with balls.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One more in the NFL. I'm not even sure I
Please
can
stop
utter
for The Take.
All right, let's go. We got 3 hours to figure it out. Now we have more than that. 5 shows we'll have. Obviously, no Thanksgiving show next Thursday. 5 shows we'll have to figure out, to sift through the debacle that is going to be next week. The Governor's Cup looms. Kentucky just needs to get New Mexico State out of the way. And we have 3 hours to talk about a Louisville football team and a Louisville fan base that, dare I say, is cocky. How about that? How about that on a Friday? It's a football Friday. It's a basketball Friday. We don't have the sounder. We have the process here. Process, a rough start. He's been working for 32 hours straight. The man's on. I don't know what he's on right now.
I'm drinking a Bang energy.
He's drinking a Bang. We're going to be smoking cigs. That's what
probably.
That's what you do. He's going to be roasting heaters. Strebel's going to be here in the next 15 minutes, and Big Guy's ready to go. Let me tell you something, Process. Big Rig is ready to go, and he is foaming at the mouth, if you will. It's a gross sight to get on the air, but it is The Take on ESPN 680-1057, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Our guy, James Strebel, like I said, will be here momentarily. The Process running things today for Jack Grossman, who has made it to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't know that's where he was going?
No, I have no idea where Green goes. I don't ask about his personal life.
Oh, yeah, he's hanging out with his brother.
All right, a little bit of weed happening there.
Well, there you go. It's cut right to the chase, if you will. Process, good afternoon. How you doing? How's the Bang energy drink? Is it okay?
It tastes like garbage, but you know what? It'll get me through the next next while, so we're good to go. I got the heart palpitations are going, you know?
There you go. So, just the oddity that you've been a part of today. Biscuit and Jeff Greer in the morning.
Yes.
Right? Biscuit is late. The guys are yawning. They're tired, right? You got to bring some energy.
Dude, those two jerks were sitting there the entire time. Oh, God, it's so hard getting up in the morning. I'm like, welcome to my world, jackass. It's so difficult.
To be on the flagship. Wah.
Exactly.
So anyway, you work with those guys, and then you go to Issel and Pratt.
Hey, come here, Bobby.
Illuminate. Come here, Bobby.
I got a hard candy in my packet for you. You know, the entire thing.
You got something like that, and now you end up on me screaming for 3 hours.
Oh, hell's down.
Listen, Rig's ready to go. He's ready to go.
I'm excited.
No, he's calling it the bum bump that Louisville got by playing two bums, and he's going to roll in here, and he's going to be ready to go. A number of things. As we sit here today, we have, I would say, news. I've been tweeting about it in the last 25 minutes. I have family in town right now, so I haven't been as plugged in today. So if I'm missing something, Process, that has happened today that you're like, what is Sweeney talking about? Let me know right now. But you have all the Mark Stoops stuff, obviously, in the LSU stuff, and it's silly. And I almost want to leave it there. I almost want to leave it there because I believe that there is as good of a chance as me taking over for John Calipari that I do Mark Stoops becoming the next head coach at LSU. I want to be clear.
I tend to agree.
That is how little, not the report might not be true. We can dive into that. But the fact that Mark Stoops becoming the LSU coach, to me, is hilarious. And I don't think it's going to happen. Listen, we got to start here. And Process, you need to be ready for this, okay?
All right, I am ready.
You need to be ready for all of this because we are embarking today. I would imagine this weekend, especially Kentucky is going to embarrass New Mexico State. There is no reason that Will Levis will play, should play, C-Rod, Kennard, whoever on the Kentucky team that you really, really value in the second half. We'll see, but it's going to be a blowout on Saturday at Kroger Field. I doubt it's going to look exactly like it did last night. I think, man, that... I would call Duke the saddest crowd I've ever seen, but there was no crowd.
Yeah, that's really fair.
They can't be the saddest crowd, can they?
The most excited man in that stadium was Mark Blankenbaker.
Like when you think of sad crowds, okay, there's several thousand people in attendance, right? Like if you were at the Cragthorpe Cincinnati game, if you were at some of the 2-10 Joker Phillips, even year number one with Mark Stoops, if you were at pretty much any Indiana game in the last 40 years, okay, outside of like three, okay, you go to those games, or if you're a Western Kentucky fan after Jeff Brohm and Bobby Petrino, you go to those games and it's a mess. Right? But there's still thousands of people. There all might be only 10, 12,000 people, but there was like 500 people in attendance. What, 1,000 people last night in attendance. So that's why for me it couldn't be the saddest crowd, and Louisville just blows them out, and Kentucky should blow out New Mexico State. And I'm telling Process right now, to get ready. What do they call it? Is it batting down the hatches? Is that what they say? That's a man term that I don't know. If that's an army term, if that's a military term, I don't know what that, batting down the hatches. Because the next five shows, the next, 8 days, Process, is going to be a mess. It's going to be a verbal war.
Yes.
If you will. Blank's going to be on it. Rummage and Maben are going to be on it. Is Diener going to get in the middle of this? We got to get Diener.
Diener's not going to get in the middle of this.
No, we're dragging Diener into this. You're damn right. Diener's getting drug into this. You understand? You're doing it. And I'm going to shadow produce you, and you're going to do it, okay? And we're going to put this is one of those, you got to make a decision. You understand who you're going to pick in the game, and it's going to be a mess. And because of the way that they've played for the last 2 weeks, Louisville fans right now are confident, cocky as they've been since when?
The beginning of last year.
You think so?
Yes.
You think, okay, maybe, man, I think it's even more so. You might be right. I'll throw that out there because right now, I believe 3 out of 4, 75% of Louisville fans think they're winning next Saturday.
Yes.
Right now, that's, and the number could go up, the number could go down. I have no idea, but right now, my read of the situation is that you got 75% of Louisville fans, or who, like cats right now, that they've come back, they have 9 lives. That's a terrible analogy, and I apologize.
All right, let's just change it then. They're cockroaches.
There you go. It's a crap analogy, and they're still alive, and they're ready for BBN. What's his name? The recruiting guy on U of L, Aaron Hodges. Come here, kitty, kitty. You see that Process? Come here, kitty, kitty. I think that's what he said. He said kitty, kitty, which is not a thing. Me repeating that like 4 times made me feel a tad.
Yeah, no, he's
about everything.
I think the guy from To Catch a Predator might want to call in. Yeah. Yuck.
Didn't he get busted as well?
I don't know.
Everyone always says, man.
As far as recruiting, I'm too focused on the greatest take of all time.
What's that?
Lamar Jackson's halftime speech has gotten 2 recruits for the Cards.
How about about that?
That is the most asinine, moronic take of all time. My God.
Hey, listen, there's Lamar Jackson's sound out from today about U of L, how much he loved U of L. How about that? How about that?
Good That's for out Lamar. There for
you. Well, you better get that sound ready for Monday, big boy. I don't know what you're talking about. But we have a situation here to where, and I know I'm skipping parts of last night, and we'll get to, I mean, if there's something that you guys feel strongly about last night, I mean, it was a sad ending, and David Cutcliffe is like the only coach that doesn't get crushed in humanity. Like, his team, like, gave up. That team should not be anywhere near the ACC. Vanderbilt would beat that team by 3 touchdowns.
I tend to agree. I'm at that point myself.
I mean, it's as bad as possible. I'm not taking anything. You know I didn't overreact on the Syracuse. I thought what happened last night would happen, maybe not as bad as I thought it would happen. I mean, when you're down 35-6 and you're kicking field goals, bro, I mean, that is such a fireable offense. There's only one coach that would do that that I know. Joe Judge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really fair.
Matt Rhule in the NFL would do that.
Matt Rhule's the biggest fraud ever. My God.
Loved him. What are you talking about?
He was so good.
But you liked him for 5 weeks ago, and I made fun of you.
The Panthers suck.
You don't get to call him a fraud. I called him a fraud 6 weeks ago plus, okay?
Yeah.
And you stuck up for him. I don't want to hear this from anybody.
All right.
So.
But at least you're being rational about the U of L win, because the rest of the office is not. They're like, oh, my God. They could do it. If they beat UK and then they go to who gives a damn bowl, and then they could go in next year ranked in the top 25.
So you better get ready. You better get ready, because this is what we're talking about. I mean, we got. I had a buddy text me. Is it true that Malik Cunningham is retweeting a bunch of message board nonsense? We got Blankenbaker with message board nonsense. Like, it is going to be tired. It's going to be one of those weeks that it's going to feel a little bit like Derby for me. By the time we get to the game, that I'm tired and beat, and only Mad Dog 2020 is going to be able to save us. Strebel just texted me. He's almost here, and he's ready to go. Like, he's ready to go. And we have a situation where Louisville fans, you know, before the season, my read of it was before the season, Kentucky fans way more cocky than Louisville fans. Louisville has a sputtering start to their season. We know how good Ole Miss is, but EKU's not, okay?
That was amazing.
And we know the miracle, Central Florida, and Gus Malzahn and everything else. By the way, I think that Dylan Gabriel kid's coming back, maybe here for the last game or two. Anyway, who cares? It's UCF. And so we know the up-and-down nature. And I gave Satterfield credit for kind of keeping it on the tracks, because he kept it on the tracks that they are playing hard and they're now at the end of the year winning a couple games and have a chance here against Kentucky. And I got to be honest, when Louisville puts up all of these points and yards against Syracuse and against Duke, I am trying to, in my mind, figure out how I'm going to compute that, right? Because I'm going to do, like tomorrow, I feel like I already know with Kentucky football, they're going to win big. We know what tomorrow's going to look like against Michigan State. And unless there's an injury of some kind, I said this about last night's game as well, it's not going to change anything. So last night for me didn't change anything, but the game did happen, and you're watching Louisville run. I mean, there was a play process where they threw the ball in the middle of the field to Jordan Watkins.
Yes.
And there was one guy in the TV screen in the middle of the field. I'm like, where's everybody at? That's what I was thinking with the defense. Where are the other 10 guys at? There's not even a guy who's on the screen. Like you got to be 20 yards away from somebody.
Yeah.
You got to be 12, 15 yards plus away. But the ebbs and flows, baby, of this season, where for so many weeks it felt like this was going to be a bum game. It felt like for so many weeks that Kentucky fans were talking junk.
Yeah.
Right? They were grabbing their junk. They're like, this is, we're going to roll in. We're going to go to Cardinal Stadium. The alley's going to be blue.
Oh,
there's going to be
that is
cats.
Sacred ground.
Okay?
You stop right there. That
drove
is
by
sacred
the alley
ground.
Today. I kind of, I did a kneel. You cross yourself? Is that what religious people say?
What, you did the sign of the cross.
Oh, the sign of the cross?
Yeah.
I kind of like did a knee. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't Kaepernick related.
You paid your respects to the alley, the hallowed ground
the
of Blankenbaker and the Louis Locker. I hate the Louis Locker.
I think the Louis Locker's done now. I haven't seen anything for one in a long time.
I still say that's the worst 25 minutes of my entire career.
I'll get you a Louis Locker, but
please
it was a little too pricey for me. I'm like, then I had to pay Crean $100. I'm like, it was worth it. Yeah, yeah.
Crean moved the needle. I mean, he needs to
be brought back down to earth.
He got picked up by Matty Bangs, and he got picked up by the Indy Star. And I'm just like sitting there like Crean's a hero. He's a legend. He's going
so
down into the lore of this place.
It's so great. So now we have this interesting dynamic to where Louisville fans are jacked, but are they pumped up on the back of two bum opponents?
Yes.
So the answer there is probably yes. But here's the thing. The most important thing that happened for the last 2 weeks for U of L was not that they, of course, winning and winning big. It's that they have created a sense of confidence, a sense of worth, shall I say, a sense of ending the year in a positive way. And ending the year in not just fizzling into a 6-6 bowl game, okay? I want to get into some of the we're going bowling stuff that
I
saw last
night. This is the chestiest group of 500 football I've ever seen.
Listen, I know that PR has to be PR. I know that. But the amount of we're going bowling last night when it's mid-November, it bothered tons of Louisville fans that I talked to. We'll get to that. But the last 2 weeks, Scott Satterfield getting the mindset of his team that, hey, this is a game now, and pointing to this game that we are going to win. That the attitude towards this game, a couple years ago, it was scared, it was whining, it was tum-tum, it was a bunch of other things. Okay? It is Malik's game. This game in 8 days is about Malik Cunningham.
Yes.
If he's the best player on the field, there is, it's not 100%, but there is a really good chance, a pretty good chance, whatever words you want to say, that Louisville wins this game, that it's down to the end. If he plays like he played last year, and the maturation of Malik Cunningham is something we've talked about and we can continue to. He's the guy. And Scott Satterfield, it's almost like Malik has, in the last, you know, half of the season, become this star. Now, I mean, you know, we didn't know if Will Levis was going to be better than Malik this year, right? When we went there were a ton of questions, okay? But now he is. And Louisville has positioned themselves. I don't know what's going to happen in the Governor's Cup, but they have positioned themselves now to where we got something to talk about. Is their cockiness unearned? Does it come back to earth when you're facing a team? I mean, the front seven of Kentucky, that ain't the front seven of Duke. The offensive line and running backs at Kentucky, that ain't what you're dealing with at Duke. Even the quarterback play. If you don't like Levis, the quarterback play, the coaching, whatever it may be. On the Kentucky side, I don't know where Kentucky fans are. They're not chesty.
No.
They're chesty for Louisville, but they're not chesty overall.
No, it's been a deflating several weeks.
It's been deflating, but now a win on Saturday, and they'll win big. And it's all going to come back. And that's what we are going to be dealing with process coming up this week. And poor Strebel's going to be by himself. He's going to be fighting. But he's ready for it.
I know
and
he is.
And here's the thing. And then I'm going to go to break. Strebel's pulling in here in a second.
By the way, there's a guy who's asking who I am. How do I respond
to that? That's a great question. 437-9680. Here's the thing. Obviously, barring an injury here, okay, in practice this week, Kentucky plays on Saturday, okay? I don't want to hear any excuses this year. I don't want to hear tom-tom. I don't want to hear twisted ankle. I don't listen. Whoever loses this game is going to take it, or they are going to be mocked to the high. Process, you understand
no
this?
No Vaseline.
To the high. There is no,
no Vaseline.
There is no wiggle room here. Okay,
Andy.
If you win, you gloat. If you lose, you take it. That's what we're dealing with here.
The seeds are being laid, though. Okay, because
no,
in the press conference yesterday, Satterfield already started saying, "Oh, some guys are sick and they got the flu." It's being laid. I'm telling you now.
Well, that supposedly they do. Blank said they Malik threw up in his helmet.
What is he, Donovan McNabb?
Duke. No wonder the Duke players didn't want to tackle him. They probably thought he had like COVID or something. They're like, wait a minute, he's got the flu? What's going on here? We're Duke guys. We're not playing in the NFL. I'm trying to become a chemist. Oh, man, Duke's so bad, man. I love
dude,
it.
They suck.
Hey, Cutcliffe, dude, I'm telling you, man, he's got that Manning kiss. Dude, he can do no wrong. Everyone's like, oh, go ask. This is something you should do for like a final project at some point, Process. Go ask every college football analyst about David Cutcliffe, and every one of them will say he's done a good job there, Duke. That will be the only piece of analysis. He's done a good job there, Duke, and that will be the analysis that everybody has.
And then hopefully I take the blow out of their hands because that's what they're probably on.
So Process is here. We're going to have to control him. Almost said Stoops is rolling up. Strebel's here in just a moment. We're going to take our first break, but it's now set up to be fun. We need to get Kentucky healthy through this game so we have, again, the flu was a week off. I guess everyone, I mean, this is flu season, right? I mean, I guess to a certain extent it is. That's why you would get it now.
Yes.
But it is a week off. I don't want to hear anything. This is go time. Everyone's talking junk, okay? If a team wins, Strebel's got to sit here. If Kentucky loses and take the heat, if they win, he's going to be a verbal terrorist. And that is what the next week is going to be. Why I don't believe that Stoops is going anywhere, I want to talk about that. Kentucky does play basketball tonight. We can talk about that. We have the mixtape. Jonathan Lintner is going to join us, and Lee Sterling is going to join us. It's a Friday, a Football Friday edition of The Take right here on ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Derby Day Riders Up is still to be announced, but on
Stormy Daniels
and James Strebel.
No, oh, come on, man.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, a couple different reminders. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Bellarmine basketball back tonight. They're going to take down Gonzaga. Gonzaga's overrated. Scotty D will show you that tonight. Pre-game coverage over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 8:45, 9 o'clock tip-off there. And then the reminder, the NWSL. We'll talk with Jonathan Lintner here in about 20 minutes about that. You know, the game's coming up on Saturday. And they have the block party. The block party's tonight beginning at 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
And I got to be honest, I'm a little bit jealous, and I'm mad, Process. And Process is hanging out with us today. I'm mad at Diener. Diener booked all these bar remotes and didn't book us.
Right, exactly. Like, we're the drinking show.
I'm very well aware that Bush Light in the trash can next to me would say you are indeed the drinking
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you just leave. Yeah, by the way, you do just leave stuff sitting around.
No, I don't. I put everything in the garbage. I don't leave things sitting around.
Well, now, but, you know, you hide that. You know, put something on that a little bit.
There's sorry.
There's this, you know, your tall boy just sitting out there.
Apologize.
So someone walks in, there's a bunch of tall boys.
Okay. No, I don't leave them on the desk, but I do put them in the garbage.
You're
I'll hide them.
You're like Diener's dog who poops everywhere.
Well,
that's
yeah.
your poop. That's
well,
what
yeah,
you do.
But at least it's in the trash
Look
receptacle.
At you got your black and red
yeah,
on.
That's
today.
Right.
You're
you
looking
know, I'm
good.
I'm so enthused.
Black
hang
and red till I'm dead.
Hang
all right,
on,
all right,
hang
all right.
on, hang
I'm
on.
Lunch.
Well, let me. Okay, I know you are.
Okay. Okay, I'll calm down now.
You're gonna get this first win in the 4 o'clock hour. You'll teeter off in the 4 o'clock hour. That's
yeah.
when we'll talk about Ohio beating Kentucky tonight.
Well, that's not gonna
okay.
happen. It, the Ohio fear. I got something for that.
You got something for that.
I got something for
that.
And
then in the 5 o'clock hour, late 4 into the 5, you're going to get a second wind.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Or a third wind or wherever you are in your day. That's process, that's what's going to happen
the
here.
The formula.
Okay, because right now, Strebel is foaming.
Yeah.
He's already been, you're already in the pits.
I've heard, I've listened, I've read.
Now, here's the thing. Blankenbaker's tweeting out all this Cats Illustrated stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You are a Cats Illustrated. We got to get you to start a thread that makes, and then have Malik Cunningham retweet it.
Oh, yes.
So we got to figure, process,
I
this
can't.
Is when you can shadow produce everything, okay? Your show, our show, everything. The whole, this is your moment. What do you post on Cats Illustrated that gets picked up by all these gas bags on a message board that then gets retweeted
by
either the starting quarterback at Louisville or somebody.
Yes,
a
in coach, the Louisville camp.
A recruiting guy, anybody. Hell, anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
I'm with you.
I'll take
Court
Dennison at this point, even though nobody knows
where
he
is. He's disappeared.
Process, that's your take on Monday. This team has turned things around ever since Court Dennison left.
That's right.
If you don't give that take at 7:06, you're done. Don't come in Tuesday.
Fair enough. Dude,
actually,
that's a great
actually, you like that?
It is,
that's
yeah.
Really funny.
Dieter would be stunned. If you gave that
he would.
After, you know, after he took a day off, you'd be stunned.
He'd drop
How pissed
coffee.
Off do you think he would be? What do you think it would be like after the Derby
we'll
where he
out.
Almost took my head off?
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's the trick.
That
yeah.
would be great if that, yeah. Yeah, that would be fantastic
you.
If that was the case. So we have Mark Stoops stuff I want to get to.
Yes, I'm interested in that
there's
as
not
well.
One Kentucky fan that's worried about Mark Stoops
no.
leaving,
no.
And that's funny as well.
Yeah.
But I just go ahead. Go,
all right.
No, go, because I know you're foaming at the mouth right now. So
yes.
just go
My
ahead.
My stomach's turning a little
go
bit.
Go ahead and do what you got to do.
All right.
Say what you got to say.
All right. I'll keep this. You know, as condensed
gonna,
as possible. But hey, here I go.
Well, you're not going to keep this brief. This is going to be 5 shows.
Yeah, I know.
Strebel.
It just it's happening, and this is what it is. They're getting the bum bump. They're getting the bum bump. And I ran y'all's numbers from 2019, the last time you got testing about this game too. Comparatively, your team's worse. Yeah, you played worse competition, and your offensive numbers are worse. But you score a lot of points against Duke and Syracuse, and all of a sudden, it's fixed. Last night, Andy, I'm watching that game, I wanted to vomit. Because I'm like, this is good. I knew what was happening.
I told you, process.
I knew it was going to happen. I was watching this piece of garbage team.
We all knew it was going to happen.
And I'm like,
these
people, these Louisville fans, are going to look at this and say, we figured it out. Malik figured it out. Sats offense has finally clicked.
You know who's the worst?
Who?
Taylor Lynch.
Taylor
Lynch. I'm sorry, Taylor.
We figured it out. The offense is
clicking.
Love
you. We love everything about you, but your takes last night, a little much.
Yeah, and I'll get to – there's more takes I get to. But this is what it is. Louisville football is like many of us have been in our previous lives. Especially the process is still single. Andy, when we were single and we can't get a lady and we're feeling bad about ourselves.
Know.
We're feeling bad about ourselves. And we keep striking out and striking out and striking out, and we're ho-hum, and things aren't going to turn around, and we're reevaluating ourselves as men. Then we get a phone number. We find a girl at the bar that wants to talk to us. You know what? You're interesting. What do you do for a living? Oh, that's cool. That's nice. Phone number? Sure. Here it is. You're feeling good. I got a phone number. Yeah. And so you're getting ready to take the victory. You dial the number. It's fake. It's a dial tone. She gave you a fake ass phone number. And then you realize I still suck. I'm still a bum. I still can't get a girl. That's exactly what's going to happen Saturday. They got this phone number from this girl that acted like she was interested in him, in Louisville fans. And then when they go to cash in on the reward, and get to the pinnacle. It's fake. It's done.
Pinnacle.
You got the bum bump by playing 2 bum-ass teams 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, y'all were crying because you lost to some bum-ass Clemson team, a generationally bad Clemson team. You're crying about that. Then you
Friday,
play
Friday shows before Syracuse were about Brom.
Brom. We don't want Sat. Brom. Now Sat's a freaking genius. You're going to get waxed on Saturday. You understand me?
Go.
You're going to get waxed on Saturday. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Your team sucks. My team
does it.
You settle down.
They had deficiencies, but they don't suck. Here's another thing that pissed me off. They had deficiencies. Louisville just sucks. They don't have deficiencies. Their entire team is a deficiency. Their coaching staff is a deficiency.
Come on. You gotta have to admit their offense is going to hit big plays against Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
Whether that's going to win.
Did it hit big plays against Duke? Did it hit big plays against
Clemson? What do you mean?
I mean Clemson. That's why they scored 20 points?
Kentucky's defense isn't as good as Clemson's, right?
It's better than Duke's. Maybe all the defenses they played except Clemson.
There's a guy on here who tweeted in, Drew, get these clowns off the air. And then all his other tweets or texts in are basically at Diener.
Oh, really?
They're soothing to Diener. It's like, Diener, don't worry about the haters. You're not a homer. It's things that would pump him up.
And now he's begging to get kicked off the air.
Yeah, you think Diener right now, wherever Diener's at right now, is on the text line. Wonder what's being said right now.
No, he's not.
At 3:36.
No. He's the least interested in anything.
Are
the
you
text
done?
Line.
You just sat one up. Thing. You just are one, unhinged one, right now.
By the way, I take a little bit of exception to you going, yeah, Prostas is still single. Also, he gets fake numbers because that's how it sounded.
No, I'm not saying you get fake numbers. I'm saying I threw myself in there.
He's seen somebody.
Oh, well, congrats to you, Process.
How did you figure that out?
You said it in the office.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well,
how did you figure that out? You said it.
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough.
You didn't elaborate, but you said it.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing, and I'll be done?
We got till 6 o'clock.
I know, just one more thing.
Whatever you want to do. No, you need to get this off your chest because you're fuming right now.
Yeah,
is Kellen okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Does he know all this is happening?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know what I'm doing right
now. He has no idea that...
No, he's listening, but I don't think he is. Anyway, as I'm watching the game, and after the aftermath, and I go to Twitter, and the gifs in the memes of people bowling, scenes from Kingpin, scenes from The Big Lebowski.
State of Louisville. State of Louisville.
No, they're not the only ones. There's a bunch.
But they were
you sad SOBs. My team's been bowl eligible since October, bruh. It's November. And you got bowl eligible
November 18th.
And you want to be cocky? You want to be cocky? Take your medicine, get smacked in the mouth, and wake up. Because that's what's going to happen on Saturday. You bums got bowl eligible on the backs of Duke and Syracuse. Congrats. And not only Duke and Syracuse, a historically bad Duke team and the fakest ACC team in the history of ACC teams, Syracuse. And by the way, I mentioned it earlier, and it's true. Your offense is worse this year than it was last time you played Kentucky in 2019, and that was a much better ACC. Your offensive numbers stunk against were down against a historically bad ACC team, and you played some putrid
what numbers
defenses.
Are you just spitting out?
Oh, you want to hear them?
Yeah, because I have no idea.
I have no
idea what you're saying. Process 4379680. It's the take. Process. You're gonna hear this exact same thing, but it's gonna be blank like Tuesday at like 7:13.
Yeah,
and you're getting it right now at 3:38 on a Friday.
I'm gonna be exhausted.
Texas says, hey, Kentucky's defense is awful. Texas says, Round Daddy's ranting because he's scared.
No, I'm not scared.
Texas says, scared daddy. Texas says, you're lying on the air.
I'm not lying. I'll read you the numbers as soon as my documents
Texas says,
load.
That fake number story came way too easy for a fat man.
See, they're lashing out. You know how I know they're lashing out? Fat, fatty, fat, swine, piggy, fat pig. That's how I know. That's how I know they're scared. They know I'm right, and I'm about to read some more truth to them. So what do? Pivot to personal attacks on my appearance. You big fat slob. How'd your wife marry you? Is she blind? Stuff like that.
What the? I told you, man.
This damn, app.
Your old phone.
I gotta get a new phone.
I know, brother.
Like,
here's the thing: you thinking you have an old phone, you're saving money. You're not. You're gonna keep using what service do you have? AT&T,
Verizon. Yes.
You're gonna keep using AT&T whether you have that phone or not. Just sign the 2-year deal and get a new phone. It might be like a couple dollars more a month, and you'll have a nice
phone.
I just, when people let their phones do this, it does bother me.
I know it bothers you badly. The
screen of your phone bothers me.
I know.
I got to say. You know what else bothers me today? With all his swag, Ethan Moore.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the newest Yeezys.
Oh, he's got puffy vests and coats and nice stuff.
He's still Android-like.
Oh, come on, Ethan.
That's what I said. With all the stuff you do, with all the who you are.
Swag life.
With all the swag life you have. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead with your numbers.
Points per game in 2019, the last time they played Kentucky, 36 points per game. Eclipsed 40 points four times for the entire season before Kentucky. They've eclipsed 40 points against EKU, which, okay, yeah, whatever. Boston College had a good defense that season. Wake Forest, they had that shootout with that season. That was a bowl team. And then Syracuse, of course, because that's what they do against Syracuse. This year, it has dipped against worse defenses and worse competition. From 36 points per game to 32 points per game.
Okay.
And they've only eclipsed 40 one time. Before Duke and Syracuse, the worst opponents on their schedule outside of Western. Guess what team that was? They eclipsed 40 one time against who? Central Florida.
That's
the one. Conference USA. Sit down. Sit down. You're done. You are done. You're not winning that football game. This is different now. You're not playing little patsies from the ACC that are in a conference that they don't belong to be in. Duke does not belong to be in the ACC. And Vanderbilt, you can say that about them in the SEC. That's fine. But the victory laps they were taking over beating David Cutcliffe, which one of the worst takes I've ever heard on Wednesday, and I should have fought back against it more, was Pat Forty saying, are they going to come out and play hard for Cutcliffe? That should not have been a sentence said. That's how bad that team is. The fact that I sat there and thought for my second,
they had 300 people in attendance.
Maybe
answer is no.
Maybe they will play hard for David Cutcliffe in his last game.
Coach Cutty.
5 minutes into that game, I was like, that was stupid. I should have never bought into that for even the millisecond that I did.
Texas says Big Rig is compensating for his team once again failing. The humbling happened. Now your team is limping in for this beatdown.
Cox, I know who you are. And you,
Cox may go to the game, he said.
Really?
He said he would never go to a game again.
These flip-flops.
Under Satterfield, now he's coming back.
He's flip-flopping.
You've also been challenged to a drinking contest.
Whatever. I saw the picture of that dude. That dude ain't holding water next to me. I saw you, bro. You can't drink like me. But you can pop off on Twitter. Reality's a B word. And you'll learn that with your football team on Saturday, too.
Texas says, good God, round Pappy, save it for next week. Oh, goodness.
Oh, it'll be there next week, too. But it was all of the brashness. It's like, you all hated your team for 75% of the season.
Texas says, Round Daddy making fun of Syracuse's defense when the Cuse ranked in defense 11 spots higher than the Kitty Cats.
That's what you get when
Kentucky's
you play.
Kentucky's getting beat over the top. I mean, that's the game. For me, this is an easy game to analyze. Malik?
Yep.
I mean, them in the skill positions, go out, pop Kentucky up top, Tyler Harrell, whoever it is, okay, and score points. You talked about them scoring over 30 points. Score over 30 points.
That was the same narrative.
If they can't do that, they're not going to win. Malik needs to be, at the end of this game, he's got to be the MVP. To me,
I agree. On
the Louisville side, this is about him. On the Kentucky side, it's about humiliation.
Yeah.
It's about being the tough guy and beating none of the tough teams.
Sure.
It's about being the tough guy, and at the end of the year, your best win is?
Might be Louisville.
No, I'm saying you lose this game.
Okay.
You lose this game.
You're right.
And that's the point. Yeah. .. I mean, that's going to be, especially given that Mark Stoops is trying to get more money, he and his staff, there is a coordinated PR effort that is out there to do that. I told you about it on, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
We talked about
with
it.
With Vince Merrill.
We talked about that, and this makes sense as well. Jonathan Lindner is going to call us process here in a minute. Let's take a very quick break. We'll get Jonathan on. We'll roll up then over the top of the hour. It's The Take on a Friday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.